from all of them. Any questions?
No, I guess not.
Okay, have fun. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
What's your name again?
I'm Freddie.
Freddie? Where are you from?
I'm from Corpus Christi. Where are you from?
Corpus Christi. I'm from Kansas. My parents, I'm originally from Houston. My dad's in the military.
Oh, really?
I've been stationed up there the last couple of years. So are you a freshman here?
Yeah, I'm a freshman here at the university. This is my first semester here.
Is it?
Yeah, how about you?
Did you graduate early out of high school? Or?
No, to be honest, I went to Texas A&M for a semester.
Oh, okay. You finally woke up.
But didn't want to be an Aggie, so.
How was A&M? Was it all right?
I was a cadet there. It's kind of...
Is it tough?
Yeah, it's real tough. It's tough academically, not so much academically as it is. They have a lot of conservatism. They believe in conservatism. They believe a lot in tradition.
Uh-huh.
And anything that deviates from that tradition, you're a bad person. And
is that right? Wow. What made you change your mind about what made you initially want to go to A&M about the Corps?
I wanted to be in the Aggie band, so that's why I kind of went to A&M.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like conservatism too much, you know.
You don't?
It's real. They were kind of real conservative.
Like what? What did they do?
Oh, like certain things that good Aggies don't walk on the grass. Good Aggies pick up garbage around them all the time, good Aggies say howdy to everyone they meet, regardless if they know it, and that's all right. You know, I can see being friendly, but.
Was it really structured type of life that you didn't like, or?
Well, there's a definition on what you have to be, like a good Ag and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, kind of didn't really like A&M.
What were you studying then?
I'm a mechanical engineer. Okay. How about you?
I'm a pre-law finance major.
Pre-law finance. Yeah, it's a pretty good business school. Where are you? Where are you living at?
I'm living over Jester. How about you?
Yeah, I'm living in Jester
too. Which side?
Out west. Where are you living?
East.
The fire hazard.
Yeah, we're out there 6th floor, so it's pretty neat.
Which floor are you on?
Fourth floor.
I was on 4. I was on 435 LS living space for a while.
Where were you? I lived there too.
Did you?
First semester.
435?
435 LS?
Yeah.
The big study hall?
That big study hall. They had me cooped up there for a while.
How long were you living there?
Not too bad. About 2 weeks, and then they moved me out of there.
Yeah.
It was alright. They had me in there with a couple other guys, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it because we had a couch, and we had a big table, and we had lots of room to ourselves.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I lived there the first semester. They had me in the basement. I'm another dorm, and I made the front page of the Texan.
Seriously?
Yeah, because we had 8 people down there.
In a basement?
In a basement room about a little, half the size of this room, almost. And we really got to be, people were getting sick. You know, we had a window this wide for ventilation.
Damn.
It was really bad, so it was really nice. So do you like any sports, or?
Yeah, I play baseball. I play softball. Do you guys have a team? Sixth floor?
Fourth floor, yeah.
Fourth floor have a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a team too. What's y'all's team's name?
The Clam Diggers.
I don't think we've played y'all. We're the Sidewinders.
Sidewinders, okay.
Yeah, how good are y'all doing?
Well, we're pretty good. We've only lost 2 games, but they've all come in the 9th inning with 2 outs, and both times we were ahead by 6 runs. Ninth inning, 2 outs, and we get shelled. You know, our pitcher gets tired and he throws his balls real low.
Yeah.
So they can hit line drives.
Yeah, line drives, that'll kill you.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. We haven't lost a game yet.
That's great. So are you playing in the Longhorn band? You said you want to play the Aggie band. Did you come over here and try it?
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna try it for the Longhorn band, but mechanical engineering takes up a lot of my time.
Exactly.
And I'm sure if it does, so does finance.
Yeah. I'm involved in a lot of other things too. I don't know about finance being that tough.
What else are you involved in?
Well, I ran for a student office a couple days ago. I don't know if you saw my picture in the paper. I was defeated by a senior in the
business. Which office did you run for?
I was student representative for the board on the board of the co-op.
Yeah, I think I did see you in the picture.
Yeah, I had 600 votes and she had 800, I think. So it was a real learning experience for me. You know, I learned all about elections.
Well, I mean, you'll be a contender next time, so it shouldn't be too bad.
It's a lot of fun. Are you involved in anything on campus?
No, not really. Well, I'm in Pi Sigma Pi, which is the engineering fraternity, and that's kind of takes up some time. But I think I'm really interested in the Longhorn band, so I'm gonna try to get into it.
That's great.
And that'll probably take up quite a bit of my time.
They must practice a lot. Do they longer band?
I imagine they do. The Aggie Band practiced a lot. That was another thing that took up a lot of my time.
Did
you? Yeah. Have you ever seen the Aggie Band, Mark?
No, I sure haven't. Are they good? Are they sharp?
Wow. Yeah, they just about never make a mistake.
That's good.
And so you tend to, of course, you know, if you to reach that level of perfectionism or whatever.
So do you think they're better than the Longhorn Band? Or?
Well, they march much better, but they're terrible players.
Right.
Yeah, they don't stress music quality. See, that's another thing. The conservatism, you know, if you want to study music at A&M, you really can't. Like in Aggie Band, they only play six songs.
Is that all?
That's all the band plays. The same six songs they've been playing for like the last 20 years because it's tradition. So once, you know, you've reached the level where you can play the six songs, hey, that's it, you know. Where in a Longhorn Band, you know, you have a different variety of music, you have different things. So I don't know.
Sounds good. Because I almost went to A&M. I had a choice between, I was living up in Kansas, and I was going to go play golf at the University of Kansas golf team.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided I'd come down here to Texas to go to school. And I had a choice between A&M and Texas. And I just, you know, luck of the draw, I picked Texas. And the first time I saw the campus, when I came down here the first day to go to school.
Damn.
So,
yeah, that's a heck of a way to pick it.
And it was, I just really lucked out. This place is just beautiful.
Yeah, I love this place. You know, I like the fact that I can do whatever I want to. And there's just about a place for everybody here. I've seen just about everything here.
Right. You don't have all the weirdos up in A&M, or I mean, the drag worms and the...
No, in fact, you don't.
People.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't because they don't put up. You have a lot. A&M's really a stereotype school. You have a... You know, the cadets, and then if you're not a cadet, then you're a redneck honky-tonk kicker from some Leesville or some place like that.
Is that right?
Or you're a prepette from Dallas, but that's about the only three stereotypes I could figure out. It's the only place that you fit in. If you don't like country music, then, you know. Well, you have to, a lot of the people who go to A&M, I would say, are from little country towns.
Mm-hmm.
One of my roommates from A&M was from Spur, Texas, you know. Another guy was from, Tyler and Odessa.
Yeah.
Big, you know, just about everybody from Tyler goes to A&M or Odessa and Midland. And so you get a lot of the country boys there and the good old boys. Jeez. In fact, you can even see it in their lifestyle. I mean, the entertainment, like the clubs they have there. They have the turtle, which is like a redneck joint. The chicken, another redneck joint. The 12th man, another redneck, you know, barnyard type, in the Hall of Fame, which is like a big warehouse where everybody kicker dance.
Oh,
and they just started, well, Dallas is another kicker joint, really. They just started a place called, when I was leaving, they had their first real rock and roll club called Lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, when they opened, it was jam-packed every night because people were, you know, beginning to go there. But
yeah.
It's real different.
I mean, I don't think we have a couple kicker bars here, but I guess they're all, you know, primarily rock. I mean, I get kind of tired of that stuff.
Well, I don't like kicker music.
I can't.
But that's what was going on basically at A&M. You get your real. It's always been the biggest school there is the agricultural school.
Mm-hmm.
So you can figure why, you know, a city boy, most city boys aren't going to go study agriculture.
Yeah, okay, I can imagine.
You know, I don't know too many guys in the city who wanted to study agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys there who study agriculture, their dads had a farm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they wanted.
So what are the deep, dark secrets of the Corps? And do they tie you up by your head? I know you had to shave your head off.
Oh, yeah, we shaved our head. Oh, I could just sit here and rattle off forever. Oh, I don't know. There's
tell
stuff
me about like, it. I'm interested. Really.
Oh, stuff like, freshmen can't lock their doors. You know, you have a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't. Okay, there's certain words you can't use. A dorm is not a, it's a hole. Your dorm is a hole. Your roommate's an old lady. Everybody, a sophomore's a piss head, a junior's a surge butt, a senior's a zip, and this is the kind. And you can't know those words, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what they are, but if you ever hear them, you have to say it's not your privilege to know that certain word. Everything on the dinner table's got a certain word. Salt. Salt. Let's see, what was salt? Salt was sand. Pepper was dirt. Eggs were cackle. orange juice was battery acid. Everything had a certain name to it. And it was just real funny, you know, like freshmen weren't allowed to sleep with their lights off. They had to sleep with the lights on. Because see, a freshman has to be awake anytime an upperclassman walks into his room, has to come to attention from the upperclassman and address the upperclassman a certain way. So, you know, that was a hassle. The freshman, you know, we didn't sleep. You had to make your bed a certain way where you can bounce a quarter on it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so me and my roommate didn't sleep on the beds. We'd made it, make it for inspection. And then at night, we just sleep on the floor so that way we wouldn't mess up the bed.
That's terrible.
And everything in your room, every you were inspected twice a day, in the morning at 0800 and 2300 at night, you know, 11 o'clock. And you had two inspections. Everything had to be a certain way. Everything, books in a certain order, certain direction. Everything had to be a certain way. You had a dresser top. Everything had to be, everything had its place. And socks had to be in a certain order in the drawers.
And they check it all out?
Every day. And they dust. Every room had to be dust free. And if Jester, okay, even those dorms are old in the core. They're old, they're like 56, so they've got dust coming out of the vents every second. I mean, just like Jester does.
Yeah.
And we were always dusting.
God, when you get tired of that? Or just
yeah, that's why twice in the hell with it. I don't have to put up with this garbage. And a lot of people, surprisingly, like, we had about 1,500 freshmen come in. Of those, only about 300 are going to be seniors because they get sick of it.
It's mindless. I mean, I know my father was a colonel in the military, and he laughs at those Aggies. They're not even associated with the Army. He thinks they're just a bunch of gung-ho little children going about their way, having funsies with each other.
Yeah, they are. They have, what really bothered me was like, they stretch shining your shoes, shining your belt, your brass and everything, you know, every day, ironing your uniform, and they would give you, like, they expect you to shine your shoes spotless, you know, spit shine them every day. Well, you know, if you got an exam or, school gets to you. I mean, you don't have time to spend an hour shining your combat boots and shining your shoes and shining your brass, ironing your uniform an hour or two every day.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have time. And then polishing your floor, dusting your room.
So what happens if your room is dusty or if your shoes are not shined?
So what happens is, well, freshmen, they use a term called screwed. Freshmen get screwed twice a day no matter what. At 4 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, freshmen have to get out in the hallway. And I was class of 86, so you do 86 push-ups. That's just to remind you that you're a freshman, you're always going to screw up no matter what.
86 push-ups? Not at once?
Yeah, at once.
Can you do 86 push-ups?
Not anymore, but at one time. What you just start doing is you start pushing. And, you know, like if you get to 30 or 40 and you have to stop, then, you know, the upperclassman's sitting there waiting for you. You know, you can lay on the floor all you want, but you're not going to get up till you do your rest of them.
Jeez.
And like a few guys couldn't do, you know, like 3 or 4. Or, you know, some of those, we had big old fat guy who could only do a couple. So they'd pull all the freshmen out to do push-ups for him because he couldn't do the rest. What it boils down to, it gets to be a game.
Exactly.
It's a game. But the thing is that it hurts a lot of people academically. You know, you can't complain.
Yeah, what kind of grades did a lot of these guys pull up?
Bad. Really bad. Most Aggies flunk out first semester. Most cadets flunk out first semester. It makes sense.
How did your roommate do? Did he flunk out?
Yeah, he flunked out.
That's terrible.
I was one of the lucky ones. I pulled about 2.92, which is all right, I guess.
That's good for all the hell you had to go through.
Yeah, but my roommate flunked out.
Bad or just?
1.2.
Jeez. What kind of classes? What major was
he? He was engineering, too. He was petroleum, too, man. He had a heck of a time.
Was his grades good in high school? Could he transfer over here to UT or something like that if he wanted to?
Yeah, I guess he could have. Well, he's going to have to go back to a junior college now and prove himself. Because, you know, the university's not going to take you. Yeah. Even I had problems getting to the university because they want a 3.0.
Yeah.
And I had 2.92. They gave me a lot of hassle, a lot of static about not taking me. Finally, I gave them a lot of static back. Tom was going to file discrimination suits, so they took me.
Good thinking.
Well, you know, I felt like, 2.92.
Yeah, I mean, that's 0.8 away.
You know, and considering the fact that, I was a transfer student.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been accepted prior to coming here, and you know, yeah. that, you know, and you know, my high school record speaks for itself and everything. And
yeah.
heck, I even had my own, you know, I didn't even ask for any money from the university because I'm on scholarship from Engineers Club of Dallas. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I got in, so I'm kind of happy now. How about
That's
you?
Great. Yeah, well, I'm happy.
About living in the military? I mean,
well, my father being a colonel, yeah, I know what type of lifestyle that is. But, you know, it's different. I moved about 13, 14 times in my 18 years with him.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's you see a lot of places and you meet a lot of people.
Like, what kind of places have you been to?
Germany, Washington, Kansas, Georgia, California, Italy.
Italy, hey, tell me about Italy.
I was 2 years old when my father moved there for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you don't know too.
No. Are you from Italy? Or?
No, I just, I don't know, I guess I always wanted, I guess if I had some bucks this summer, I'd like to travel to Europe on one of those Eurail passes or something. Heck, I don't mind sleeping in second-class hotels.
My next-door neighbor did that last semester.
Did he?
He did it for less than $1,600.
Really?
He saw it. But he slept out, you know, he got had a backpack and a tent. He slept out in the countryside. He said he met beautiful girls all over Europe on their Eurail, and he saw some of those, you know, he rented motorcycles and bicycles and just had a good time.
Yeah, because I don't mind doing that. I think if I got a little older, then I'd kind of want to stay in hotels and stuff.
But yeah.
Right now, I can just pitch a tent.
Yeah.
Or something.
That'd be exciting. I think, because, you know, you won't be able to do it in about 10, 15 years, you know, be involved in your life.
Certainly not.
And you're right. You wouldn't want to grub it out in the countryside of Germany.
What about Germany? When were you there?
When I was 8.
Well, you know, tell me a little bit about Germany.
Well, we live in Stuttgart. And
what's that, I guess?
That's 15 minutes.
Is that the bell?
Yeah.
I guess, let's see.
I guess we beam.
I'll go get her.
I gotta go study for astronomy.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to try to pick up.
Yeah.
I'm tired, and I can't
get the bell either. Sorry about that. Sorry. How long
ago did it go on? Just a couple seconds ago.
Just a couple seconds.
Not too
long.
Have you done attitude
skills?
I don't think so.
I need you to complete the information on the side of both forms.
Mm-hmm.
Take each statement as a statement about your partner. Circle the response that most closely matches your opinion about your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And this scale takes as bipolar opposites. If you think he's more good-natured than he is irritable, you check here. And these are degrees of difference in the middle.
No, wait a minute, I don't get this one.
Okay. If you think that he is more good-natured than he is irritable, you check over here.
I would check here?
Right. Okay, because he's closer to being good-natured than he is to being...
Oh, I see. Okay, it's kind of like a...
Yeah. Now, if you're not sure whether he's more good-natured or more irritable, then it would be one of these two columns.
Oh, I see.
Okay, just some range of difference.
And I fill this out here again?
Yeah.
Just circle it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, the next one that was out there was pretty good looking.
Did she?
She was there. She was all right.
Because I knew what was going to happen because a friend of mine already came in.
Oh, did he? Yeah. See, I didn't know. I just thought,
well, hell. Also, I meet this beautiful girl. We talk and we go out and have a beer and I take her out tonight.
Yeah, this man, we should volunteer again. I'll volunteer all afternoon. This next one looks pretty good looking.
Supposed to be here 1:30.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, well, I'm sorry. Oh. Just a minor problem.
A lot of people do that, think I'm Tom, and when I say Tom, so is
there, yes, there was a Tom schedule.
Yes, that is why I wasn't Tom. When I meet people the first time, oh my God, no, it's Tom. I'm sorry.
Okay, if you would both please not discuss the experiment with anybody come through collecting data, and I'll notify you when that is. If the semester is still in session, I will get back with you and let you know what you were really doing here and how it helped. And I'll be sure to notify your instructors to give you the extra credit.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Have a good day.
Good time. See you.